Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith.
Hello and welcome, friends. My name is Mary Garbisi. I'm Director of Congregational Care at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, and it's a joy to be here. Thank you for being with us. Recently, I've been thinking about awe and wonder. Now, these are not words that occur to me very often, so I have become curious and spent some time reflecting on and exploring their meaning and their experience in my life. To begin, I found that awe has become an area of interest in the field of psychology, and that research on it is, quote-unquote, cutting edge. Dacher Keltner, a psychologist at University of California at Berkeley, has researched this subject and reported his findings in his recent book titled Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. He defines awe as, and I quote, the feeling of being in the presence of something vast that transcends your current understanding of the world. Keltner continues, stating that it is about vastness, but it's really simple and uncomplicated. Whatever inspires a sense of wonder does not have to be dramatic to instill a feeling of awe. It comes from what Keltner calls perceived vastness. He writes that awe is critical for our well-being, and his research suggests that it has big health benefits, such as a calming effect on the nervous system. Awe creates a different response in us than either joy, happiness, or love. For more on this topic, Dr. Keltner's book is available, as are articles on the subject. The link to an article in the New York Times quoting Dr. Keltner and others is referenced in the show notes. The psalmist in Psalm 33:8 says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord." Now, in my words, let all the earth have a healthy reverence and respect for God's power and creative nature. And then back to the psalmist, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Stand in awe of him. My own interest and reflections on awe have come with the advent of spring. The super bloom we're experiencing here in California as a result of the winter rains, the hummingbird and her nest with two tiny eggs in the tree on my patio. Nature in general is awe-inspiring for me in all its beauty and grandeur. Its incredible diversity that informs us about the importance of diversity in every aspect of life, our life together as fellow humans, and our existence with all species. More reflection brings more examples: sunsets, moonrise, the night sky and its canopy of stars, the ocean and its treasures, art, music, dance, and the ways the human body can move. Great thinkers and writers, past and present, ancient ruins such as Stonehenge, the pyramids, skyscrapers, cathedrals such as Chartres and Notre Dame. There's so much that can be awe-inspiring. The incredibly good in others, how humans help and care for one another, sacrifice and share and endure and find hope amid suffering. So many examples come to me, and I hope this has stimulated your own thinking around what is awe-inspiring for you. Let's take a few moments to reflect on what inspires awe in your life. What brings you feelings of wonder, a vastness that transcends your usual understanding and experience of the world? Let's take some time right now to reflect. And you may want to jot them down. In this podcast, we will revisit the use of the daily examine we practice during Lent. Let's begin by taking 3 deep breaths, allowing each exhale to be longer than the inhale, and allowing the body to relax. Now bring yourself into God's presence and give thanks for God's great love for you. This simple beginning may inspire feelings of awe in you. Pray for the grace to see and understand how God is acting in your life. Where the burning bushes may appear, those experiences then can take away your breath. Review your day, recall specific moments and your feelings. Specifically, recall any moments of awe and wonder. And be detailed in your remembering. Really feel once again the feelings of those moments. Reflect on what you did, said, or thought, and how you felt in all the instances of your day, but especially those moments of awe. How did you experience God during your day, and especially around awe? Look towards tomorrow Think of how you might collaborate more effectively with Spirit. And again, be specific. Then ask for awareness of awe-inspiring experiences. Be grateful for those experiences of awe that you have experiences during your day. Take these next moments to pray, either the Lord's Prayer or a prayer of your own. I leave you with a poem by Mary Oliver, who's known as the Poet of Awe. Hello, sun in my face. Hello, you who made the morning and spread it over the fields and into the faces of the tulips and the nodding morning glories, and into the windows of even the miserable and the crotchety. And so it is. Thank you.
You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening.